is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Two people were killed and three others injured in a stabbing rampage on London Bridge Friday. We get more from APZ Donahue.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, the Times newspaper reported the attacker had been convicted of an Islamist terrorism-related offense and had been released from prison after agreeing to wear a monitoring device. Iraq's Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation on Friday after the country's top Shiite cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for the government. Lauren Anthony reports.
Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003. Though protesters celebrated the imminent departure of the prime minister, they said they would not stop their demonstrations until the whole of the political class was removed. The statement did not detail when Abdul Mahdi would stand down, but Parliament is set to convene an emergency session on Sunday to discuss the crisis.
That's Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Donald Trump 1 week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings that could lead to formal charges of misconduct. The Democratic-led committee sent a 2-page letter to the president, setting a deadline of 22 hours UTC on December 6th for Trump's counsel to specify intended actions under the committee's impeachment procedures. The judiciary panel is expected to hold a series of impeachment proceedings at which legal experts will testify about the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The probe is looking into whether Trump abused his power to pressure Ukraine to launch investigations of political rival Joe Biden and a discredited conspiracy theory promoted by Trump that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Thousands of people across the globe joined a fresh round of global demonstrations on Friday, urging more action to curb climate change. Reuters' Francesca Leine has more.
Swedish activist Greta Thunberg had been due to join a student strike in Lisbon, but her environmentally friendly voyage across the Atlantic from New York by yacht was hit by high winds, delaying her by a few days. But Portugal's student movement pushed on with the protest without her. In Berlin, protesters in swimming costumes dived into the Chile River, holding a white box in a symbolic attempt to rescue the government's climate change package. And in Australia, students in Sydney and other cities walked out of class, saying more should be done to combat the country's bushfire crisis, which many see as a result of climate change. It comes as experts have warned that global temperatures could rise sharply this century, with destructive consequences, after greenhouse gas emissions hit record levels.
That's Francesca Leine reporting. Thousands of supporters of leading Afghan presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah rallied Friday in the capital, Kabul, demanding election officials halt the ongoing vote recount to prevent alleged electoral fraud. Abdullah, the country's incumbent chief executive, organized the protests in a bid to force the Afghan Independent Election Commission not to recount around 300,000 what they called fraudulent ballots that he alleges would lead to a disputed outcome in favor of his rival, incumbent President Ashraf Ghani. Allegations of fraud and technical problems have forced the IEC to repeatedly delay announcing the preliminary results from the September 28th presidential polls. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.